Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, hello from the Magic Tavern. This is what's going on. Like a year and 4 weeks ago, I believe, I fell through a dimensional...
You can just say about a year.
About a year. I don't know. I think people come, they anticipate the extra week. Every week, I add another week. So a year and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King somehow through the dimensional portal, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buds, by my co-hosts.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stengis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius. As Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know
like
yet.
Like Baggy Me Fingies.
Baggy Me Fingies.
Yes, that's one of them. Yes, we've established that's one of my other names. Yes.
Have you ever considered just getting rid of all the other names and just going 100% Baggy Me Fingies?
No, not really.
Think about it. Take some time.
You sure?
In the next week.
Why would I do that?
Just, it simplifies things a little bit. You're going to save yourself a lot of time, first of all, by just going down to one name.
I think
that's the winner. That's the one. That's the winner? Yeah, Baggy Me Fingies. It rolls off the tongue.
But I just met these
Just take some time. Just think about it.
The little tree people just saw me. They went, Baggy Me Fingies!
I know.
And I assumed it was my name.
It could mean anything in tree people talk.
That's true.
All I'm asking you, Usador,
yes.
Take a week. Mm. Consider changing your or limiting your name to just Baggy Me Fingies.
I shall rise to this challenge. Yea, Usador is not afraid of re-examining himself. Yea, if he is willing to defeat the Dark Lord and to take any measure to do so, then why not turn that very powerful lens back upon himself?
Yep, Baggy Me Fingies. Right. And also my other co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Chunt?
I'm good.
You're good.
I have been thinking about it, and even though I'm cursed, mm-hmm. I'm deciding to live life as if I'm blessed.
Yeah. Hashtag blessed coin.
Yeah, because I feel like I could go throughout the rest of my days either being cursed or being blessed, and I feel like I'm going to choose the greater of the two, which is I have nothing left to fear.
Yeah.
And I'm
except for the curse that is going to kill you in the next 3 months.
That's going to disable my body, but...
But in your mind, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Here is a bag of coins.
Thank you. Well, I can go to the casino and gamble.
I was hoping that you would just try to pick them all up, and maybe one of them will be a curse reverse coin.
Nope, I'm not. You know what? I'm not going to try and fight anymore. I've accepted
You're not even going to try?
I've accepted my lot in life.
You're just accepting death?
I'm just accepting it. I think we all should accept death.
There's something beautiful about that, but Chunt, I think you're too young.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Chunt?
It doesn't matter.
Do you not remember?
It's not that. It's that it doesn't matter. Age is a number, and you're obsessed with numbers.
That's true.
And you
one
have
year,
been for 1 year four and 4 weeks.
Obsessed with numbers, yet bad at math.
That is all true. But you know what, Chunt? I'm going to try my best to change your mind.
Don't even. Don't bother.
just embrace life.
I feel very at peace. I feel I have a secret. I've been putting up a vision board. I've made this vision board where I put whatever I want in life to come to me. And when I sat down to make it, all I drew on it was a picture of you and a picture of you, of Arnie and Usador.
Wow, nice. What are we doing in these pictures?
Just sitting, smiling. There's a bubble, a thought bubble, and you're thinking of numbers.
Could you put a picture of the Dark Lord on there, but not exactly of the Dark Lord, because that might summon him into your space, and then just put two big red X's over his eyes?
No, I'm not concerned about the Dark Lord. It doesn't concern me.
He's going to destroy us all.
I don't like this chunt.
I feel great. I feel better than ever.
Well, you know what? I'm more interested in talking to our guest. I'm very excited. I just pulled this guy away from the bar. This is Chad, and he works in the nearby dungeon. Hi, Chad. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, yeah.
What sort of work are you doing there in the dungeon?
I'm not at liberty to say.
I understand.
Not entirely.
Yes,
I work with... My tasks are various and sundry.
Wow.
Fine, understandable.
Can you give hints?
Yeah,
fun.
I torture. General torture.
So with that hint, let me try and guess.
You're a badger, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could I get you a drink or something to eat, perhaps?
I'm good with my mead.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Good choice.
Thanks very much. Yeah, nice to see you guys. This is, it's nice to talk to people.
Sure.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Does it get lonely in the dungeon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, what, yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, except for the torturing part.
Oh, yeah. That's really a nice respite for me. I mean, not for me.
Yeah,
say,
for
a lot
you.
Of, yeah, a lot of the folks don't enjoy it. Like, the ones being tortured most of the time do not care for it, except for the masochists. And then what I do is I don't torture them.
Yeah, smart.
Oh, clever.
So when you come to the, because I've seen you here before, and you drink quite a bit.
I do, and alone usually. Yeah, it's nice. I feel a little more social tonight, I got to tell you. I don't know if it's a moon or...
Yeah, it's lucky for us. Do the screams kind of linger? Like, when you walk out of the dungeon, does that carry with you? Or once you cross that threshold, is it just like, boom, like, party Chad? Does that linger in your day? Does that affect you?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of, you know, a dungeon worker 24/7. I mean, it's not the kind of job that you can just leave. You're pretty much on call all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, in your mind, anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
So this is what you always dreamed you would do then. That's fair.
I dreamed of being like a farmer.
Oh, ooh. Sure. Who doesn't? I imagine in this world, probably.
There are a lot of farmers.
Yeah. What do kids in Foon like fantasize about growing up to be?
They fantasize
living alive.
Okay, growing up.
Growing
first
up,
of all,
growing
not
up,
dying.
Yeah. Like teens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If kids in Foon can make it to their teens, they've won.
Yeah,
like, that's half
sure.
the battle. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're like, well, I'm a teen. Now what? Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get to this.
This is all I. Yeah. There's all my dreams are realized. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so then how does someone
a landowner? I mean, but that's just silly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the things of an idiot child.
Sure.
And we classify in Foon. There's two classes of children. There's children. Mm-hmm. And idiot children.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an idiot child, like, good luck.
Yeah.
Idiot children are the first taken, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They emit an odor that's...
akin to, you know, some say animals can smell fear. They can also smell stupidity. The vicious ones can smell stupidity.
Yeah.
The vicious and lazy animals can smell... vicious and lazy beasts can smell stupidity.
Oh, that's a terrible... Yes. That's the worst combination.
And the fairy folk, they can tell if you're stupid or not like that. They'll come out of their dimension and... take you away to make you a changeling child. Like that.
Or at least take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Chad, you're seeming very very affable, very very open, like the most talkative I've ever seen you. I hate to ask
I got
this
a promotion today.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It was a bit of a celebration.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Wow.
Thanks a lot. That's why I mean I'm kind of celebrating, and I didn't really have anybody to celebrate with, so I sure appreciate it.
An order of rooster's feet for the table.
I'm
glad we can be here
raise
for
glasses,
you.
Raise our glasses. Yeah. This is to Chad.
To Chad.
I don't think you guys. I don't think anybody's ever raised a glass to me.
Oh
well, consider us friends now.
Oh, you're a friend, Chad. We're very glad to have you here tonight. We're very glad that you've found some work that you like and that you can do and that you.
I'm good at it. I don't know.
You're good at it.
I'm good at it. I got to tell you, I'm good.
What type of torture is like your wheelhouse?
I like red hot irons.
Oh,
yeah. I have various shapes, but red hot irons are really I can get them hot fast. And I can cool them down just as fast, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
I don't.
If you take a red hot iron, you can cool it by touching it on something that's not as hot as that.
That's why their skin steamed.
Mm-hmm. It's stealing the heat.
Oh, I never would
have thought. Their body is stealing the heat.
That is the power of heat transference.
So when their body steals the heat, that's theft, and then you get to punish them again.
Absolutely.
Boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The circle of life.
Huh. The more I learn about the torture, the less I'm into it.
Oh,
and again, no! I don't mean that from a judgmental place.
Being rude.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. What kind of world would this be?
That's absolutely right, Chad. But you see, Arnold is a strange visitor from another world.
Oh, hey, welcome.
Yes. Yeah. So sometimes we have to let him know how things work here in Foon. So, Arnold, what sort of dungeon would it be if there was no torture?
Yeah, do you have torture on Earth?
Hey, how about this? A real nice sunny dungeon.
Arnie, he made you look like a total idiot.
Yes. Oh, you're in trouble. Here's a slice of pie.
Look, yes, we do. We do have torture. On my world, but we choose to just think of it as a word. On my world, we're just like torture, and that way we don't think about it much beyond that. And it's so that we're
so kind of
cool
like when it's kind of like when you slaughter a cow and then you call it beef to try and disassociate.
Yeah, sort
we call
of.
It. We still call it flesh. We're eating flesh, the flesh of a mammal. We eat the flesh of a mammal. Yeah.
We like to divorce our from where I come from.
You and
like,
Sarah divorced?
No. My wife and I are not divorced, as far as I know. But like, we like to divorce ourselves from the details on my world. It just makes things easier. Mm-hmm. Like torture is a little more acceptable if you don't know the details.
Could she have declared you dead by now?
I don't really know how that works. Maybe. I've been gone a year and
4 weeks. Four weeks.
A year and 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's an odd way to mark time.
Isn't it strange?
Yeah, here we'd say a year and a month.
Yeah, a year and a month.
Or 13 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, 4 weeks isn't exactly.
Or they'd count out the days in the dungeon. They count the days.
Sure, oh,
they
I'm sure. Scrolls, a lot of
they mark
lines.
The days. They know each and every one of those, yeah.
Are there other guards for you to be friendly with?
Oh, there are other guards, but we're not friendly.
Sure.
I mean, what precedent would that set for the, that'd be even worse for the people in there. Just hear, gay chatter outside the cell.
I'm just going to extrapolate from what you've told us. I assume the promotion was to head torturer?
I'm allowed to do other activities. That I was, I've been taking classes. There's a certification process, of course.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
They don't want just anybody doing just anything.
Yeah,
sure.
And so I've there's a few new devices I'm allowed to use now.
Wow, that's exciting. Hey, raise your glasses to
Chad.
Chad. Arnie, your glass is not
I am. Look, I'm very into being here for you, Chad. Like, I sympathize with...
Guys, look, he's crying.
Oh, Chad.
This is only the second time people have ever raised glasses.
This is beautiful.
We're happy to do it, Chad.
We're affecting lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Phil.
Look, Chad, I'm very into being here for you. Like, it breaks my heart to think of somebody having no one to celebrate with, you know? Another Saturday night and you ain't got nobody, just got some money because you just got paid?
Why else would you have money?
Yeah. Do you have to...
I'm imagining how he wishes he had some chick to talk to. He's in an awful way. Do you wish you had some chick to talk to?
I'm in an awful way.
No, I'm sorry.
You just became friends with this guy, and you're already being rude as hell.
I'm sorry. I
know there are certain things you can't tell us, but can I make some guesses?
Sure. Sure.
Fingernail stuff?
Oh, yeah, yanking them out. I'm not supposed to say.
Okay, it's our secret.
Fingernails and toenails. Toenails are actually... Ooh. Toenails get a scream like you would not believe.
Whoa,
fingernails,
man.
People are kind of prepared for,
sure.
But toenails, they don't know what that's like.
Right.
Because fingernails, a lot of people tear them when you're, digging for tubers and things like that.
Sure.
You tear a...
You're
tear.
Marking the days on that wall
oh,
with
sure.
your fingernails. Yeah.
Like when you're digging for tubers and you're thinking, God, I wish this was my career and not just a hobby.
Why would you call out that he's not a farmer?
I'm sorry.
He's talking about the people he's torturing.
Oh,
do you get to do any eyeball stuff? Any like
I'm not allowed to say yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You're nodding your head profusely.
Yeah, no, I am. Okay. Yes, we do. We do. I am. And that's one of the new devices that I was just certified for. It's a hook.
Oh, man. Oh, that's the one on your waist there.
don't say, because I'm not supposed to leave the dungeon with it.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Could you torture Arnie? Just a quick demo.
I really shouldn't.
Oh, please.
No.
To Chad.
No, not this. I'll raise my glass. Oh, are you okay, Chad?
It's three.
That's the third time, anyways.
Yeah.
Do you want
just a quick torture on Arnie demonstration?
Only if you wouldn't mind. Would you want mommy to take?
How serious is this torture going to be?
I'll take an eye.
Oh no, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to have to.
You
want to
take a quick break and think about it?
Let's take a quick break. I will think
jump
about
into
it.
A decision.
I'm. I need my eyes. I'm sorry, but
both?
Let's. yes, I do.
Okay.
I do need both. All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, so during the break, I thought about it. I took the information in. I really gave it a chance, but I need both of my eyes. I'm sorry.
All right.
But could we see a demonstration on something
toenails?
Else? I do need all my toenails, but that does remind me of a question I had.
Mm-hmm.
When Usador brought up fingernail stuff and mm-hmm. you're like pulling them out, is there other fingernail stuff?
Or tearing them, taking half of one.
Oh,
tearing
yeah.
it right down the middle.
Wow. Ooh, down the middle.
Straight down the middle.
Oh, so not like hit the top half, like the side half.
Oh, no, you split it down the middle lengthwise and tear off only one half and leave it there. Uh-huh. So it catches on things.
Ooh. Oh, you're good at what you do.
I've also was thinking during the break while Arnold was considering whether he wanted to give up one of his eyes, and I've decided that Usador shall allow himself to be tortured.
Then occur, yeah, Usador, you can recover from stuff.
Sure.
Torture Usador.
Do you want to see the eye thing?
Oh, my God. That would make my day.
You can't tell anybody. Seriously.
Oh,
I'm not even supposed to be outside with this.
Chad is the fucking coolest. I love this guy.
Although, can I ask, is it torture if there are no stakes?
I'm sorry? If they want it to happen?
Yeah, or,
yeah, I know
or
what you're saying.
If they can recover from it?
Oh, no, it's still torture.
Oh, okay.
It will be excruciating.
Oh, I mean, that's the thing
the
about
pain.
Torture.
Yeah,
yeah. That, it's for the pain.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
not
literally the whole point.
Yeah, yeah, it's not for the incapacitation necessarily.
Yeah.
Actually, that kind of queers the deal.
Yeah.
If the guy's passed out, that's no fun for anybody.
Yeah.
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 You wake up tortured? Like, yeah.
Oh,
no,
my
thanks.
Goodness. I have been tortured.
Yeah.
That's the wrong verb tense. Do you have that where you come from?
Yeah.
Verb tenses?
Past tense.
We do. We do, actually, yeah. But yeah, you're right. It's always, oh my God, I am being tortured.
That's the one you're looking for.
Yeah.
Because
time heals all.
Yeah.
And when you wake up from being tortured, time has started to heal.
That's also a good question, though. Does time heal all?
There's in the cobbler shop, that sign he's got, time wounds all heals.
Yep, yep.
That's a good one. That's good stuff.
That's good.
Because heals is spelled H-E-E-L-S.
It took me so long
to figure out.
Yeah. I just thought he had it wrong.
Yeah.
He thought he was an idiot child.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
And I thought, we should pity him and bring our business there.
Yeah.
Let's torture you.
You said we're get up on the table.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. How's that?
And just talk us through what you're doing here. So
we call it the claw. Mm-hmm. Technically it's not a claw, it's a hook, we call it the claw. And that goes, it goes right in see. Yeah, that's the tear duct. That's what you're looking for.
Oh.
That goes right in the tear duct. Hooks around in the back.
So that spray was,
both mixed? That was a mix. That was, we call that, it's a humor material in there.
Uh-huh.
And tears and blood. That's all of them, yeah.
You're halfway to a monkey life.
Yeah. And then we give it a little tug, but only a little tug.
Wow.
It's not coming out that easy.
Good.
Yeah, and we let them rest for a second and think it's over. That's part of it.
I feel like I'm watching a master painter. Like this is
the precision to get right into that tear duct. Like I can't even see it. Like how do you even know where that is?
I got good eyes.
Yeah.
And so we give it another little tug.
Ooh.
Another little tug.
Wow.
And he thinks it's coming out on the third one, but we don't do anything. And then yank. There we have it. And this is the eye. See, this is the eye.
Yeah.
This is with all its glory.
He's still looking around.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
And they're also delicious.
Oh no!
He bit it in half like an apple, like a tiny apple. Yeah.
To Chad. Raise your glasses to Chad.
To Chad.
First four times.
Oh man.
Thank you.
Oh, that's fun. That's I got to tell you, I've never done that in, you know, around, you know, folks.
Yeah.
An audience. You never had an audience.
Never.
I mean, you were grinning the whole time. This is a man who loves his job.
I do enjoy my work.
Yeah.
Chad, can I ask you, are torturers, like, is that something that you intend to get into, or do you kind of fall into a job like that?
I don't know everybody's story.
Sure.
I could tell you mine. I was visiting the around the dungeon. I was digging for foods.
Sure.
And
tubers.
Tubers and such.
Sure.
Yeah, and I just poked my head in one of the lower, down at ground level. They're called the garden. The garden cells.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They're easier to get into.
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't just start at the cells at the top.
In this case, cells at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so those are for the lesser criminals. They still get some sunlight and stuff like that. Or people with positions that don't, you know, they should be punished, but they can't be terrible. So anyway, I look in there and I seen what's going on. And then they heard me and they grabbed me in. And so I got tortured myself.
Yeah.
And I thought, these guys are good.
Sure.
This hurts like a son of a bitch. And I thought, you know, I didn't really even know that was a, I didn't even know it was a possibility.
Yeah.
And I was just enamored with it for my first time I ever felt being tortured. Yeah, I wanted to be on the other side.
Sure.
And they were, God love them. This one guy, Grandel. He kind of took me under his wing. And it got weird for a little while, I got to tell you, because it's a dungeon.
Sure.
That entails.
Anything goes.
Yeah. I think I've heard of Grandel, and I've heard that he's tough, but he's not half as tough as Grandel's mother. Never mind.
All right.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Some very small section of Earth people are loving it.
I'll take your word for that.
Uh-huh. My guess is it's real small.
Very small.
Yeah.
Anywho, Chad, I just had a quick question for you. I know you said you don't really have strong friendships with the other guards, but do you ever do the classic good guard, bad guard routine?
I know what you're talking about, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's more fiction. That doesn't really happen. It's like bad guard, bad guard. That's it. It's pretty steady. Yeah, pretty steady. Not a lot of good guards. Not a lot of good. We don't want to. Yeah, we don't. It's not a lot of good guards.
No.
If there was such a thing.
No bait and switch for you.
Right.
I notice you. See, so you were tortured yourself.
Yeah.
I notice, not to be rude, I notice you walk with a limp. Was that?
No, that was before.
Oh, okay.
That was before. Born with it. Born with it.
Where was your torture located? Was that?
On my back. Took out a couple vertebrae.
Whoa.
I used to be considerably taller.
Wow.
Holy cow.
They must have been impressed about how you were recovered from that.
Well, they were good.
Yes.
They didn't damage the spinal cord, which is a real. I mean, they must. I think they kind of liked me.
Yeah, sure.
Because you know, it's real easy to sever.
For sure.
Real easy to easier when taking out a vertebrae to sever the spinal cord.
Sure,
they had to go to a lot of effort to not.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Mm-hmm. What a lucky guy.
I think my eyes started to grow back.
Oh gosh, I got the claws ready.
Oh, should we do?
It looks painful to grow. Is it? Would you say it's more painful to lose it or for it to grow back?
Oh, I would say that any time that a wizard has to regrow a part of himself, the pain is not the physical pain, but the pain is the mental anguish of not understanding what may be coming in the place of what you lost.
Oh, it's not always the same. It's not always tit for tat.
No, not always.
Or tit for tit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you could just grow any body part where your eye was?
Could just be a finger.
Or a foot.
A whole foot. That would be rough.
We'll see what happens.
Old foot eye.
Oh, it is. I'm starting to see a little foot.
It might just be an eyeball with a toe on it.
Ooh. I could pull out the toenails.
Let's go.
Oh,
round two, baby. Round two.
Here we go.
It's kismet.
Here we go.
Well, that's not usually the sound. Oh, this is an eye foot. I don't. This is an eye foot. I don't even know if that hurts.
Know where those nerves are going?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Yusor, if we put a wizard eye on the menu, would you be willing to go through that?
I'm not feeling entirely well at the moment.
Oh no.
So I don't think I'd want to be doing this on a regular basis.
A little selfish of you, but
sorry.
I take that as a compliment,
and you should.
Chad, thank you so much for sharing your special night with
really,
us.
Really, it's my pleasure. Thank you guys for toasting me. As I say, that's a unique event.
To Chad.
To Chad.
Okay, that's now it's getting silly.
Oh, there was like a sharp cutoff. It went from like...
Seriously, knock it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
He seems angry.
We do.
Don't make him piss him off.
Yeah, I don't want to piss him off.
Okay.
How about I read some emails here?
Yeah,
I've
of course.
Got two emails here.
Emails.
Yeah, we get messages. It's hard to explain. We get special letters from people in my world who listen to this.
Yeah, Arnie lets us use his phone, and we get to correspond here. So here I have one from Ari Anderson. Ari writes, "Hi, guys. Big fan of the show. You are all awesome. Speaking of how awesome you are, is there some sort of level system in Foon, a ranking system, that keeps track of how powerful someone is? If so, what level is Arnie? Best wishes from the Kingdom of Norway."
Norway.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah, is there any ranking system
not exactly.
How powerful you are?
Yeah, what is there, though?
No, no, I mean Norway. You didn't exactly say Norway.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
Norway is not the same as Norway. But...
Is that what we're talking about? Norway?
Yeah, Norway.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a land. It's a country in my world.
That's like, there's Norway that I'm going to...
You're going to get me to do that.
Yeah. Oh, Norway.
No, Norway.
A lot of the ladies always say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are lots of levels, I suppose. There are rich people. There are poor people. There's royalty.
There's serfdom.
Commoners. Yes, serfdom. Yeah. Serfs, yes, certainly. There are people who are strong and powerful and can defeat people who are weaker. And
kind of a caste system, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But if you mean some sort of regimented, numbered system, that does not exist.
Everyone on Earth is obsessed with numbers.
There's the weak and the strong.
Yeah, I mean...
And that's pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah. Judging by someone's armor, if it's made of gold versus, you know... Tin?
Sure.
Because I was thinking I think you're going for the whale, narwhal, with this big, like, unicorn
fish.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have narwhals on Earth?
We do, I think. Yeah.
So here in Foon, there's unicorns.
Yes.
And then one day, a unicorn fell into the lake.
Yeah.
And it was struggling, and it eventually drowned. And then 6 months exactly, it rose back up with no legs, and it was a narwhal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's the same creature?
Oh, yeah. Look at it.
The horn. Yeah.
How the fuck am I not
sure?
How
could that be two different things?
It had the same name.
What, are we going to go to the lake and dredge the bottom to see if there's a corpse?
It had the same name. What was its name?
The unicorn's name was Narwhal.
Jeremiah Narwhal.
Oh, okay.
Jeremiah was a narwhal. He was a good friend of mine.
Oh.
I never understood it.
But did you drink his wine?
What?
I heard he always had some mighty fine wine.
Let me read my other email here. Shut up for a second. Colleen Francis writes, "Hello, hi, Chunt. So my boyfriend Patrick and I enjoy frequently snuggling while listening to your podcast, and I was wondering if you could pressure him to put a ring on it.
Ooh.
I've been waiting 4 years and still nothing. Signed with love, Colleen."
After 4 years, it's finally time to get into cock rings.
Oh, that's a kind of ring?
Arnold will know. He's from Earth.
That seems like torture, yeah. Cutting off the blood flow to your... Come on, that's...
Yeah, that's the four-year anniversary. Fourth year is...
It's cock rings?
Paper.
Is it? Yeah, paper, right?
Yeah.
What's...
Up in paper straw into cock ring?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ivory. Isn't that one of them?
Yes. That actually is a pretty good segue into one of the emails that I got. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. It's all I could get. The firewall at the Burger King blocks other email sites. Anyway, hi, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. I have a question for Usador.
What about me?
And Chad.
I don't think so.
Hi, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and Chad. I have a question for Usador that's over 140 characters long. I hope you don't mind email instead of Twitter.
Oh, I would prefer that you contacted me at Usador the Blue on Twatterton, or you can cut your own wrists and let the blood seep out into a cup. Take that blood, mix it with dark, dark brown sugar, bake them into a cookie, feed that cookie to your pet. Tell that pet all of your secrets, and that pet shall find me in a dream.
Ooh. Anyway, Marissa, who wrote this email, says, "My fiancé introduced me to this podcast last month, and after listening to 50-plus episodes, it's become clear to me that nothing would make our wedding more special than having Usador perform the ceremony. How does it get more magical than being pronounced husband and wife by an actual wizard? I'm pretty sure it doesn't. He could bring Jen Levia if he wanted to. From what I understand, strangers' weddings are considered a real panty dropper on Earth."
Norway.
There's even a preschool behind our house.
Whoa.
So the whole rendered...
Where's this going?
Yeah. So it gets worse, actually. So the whole rendered child fat thing shouldn't be an issue. It's about a year away, so just think about it for now. We have time. Lots of love, Marissa. P.S., you're our first choice, but I guess I could ask Spintax, since he's already here, I guess.
I'll do it.
Here in Foon, I don't know what preschool is on Earth. Here in Foon, preschool is if you're an idiot child,
mm-hmm.
you go to school, and then you're so fucking dumb, you have to go to your previous school.
Oh.
So that's why we call it
you're
preschool.
Like, oh, I got to go to my previous school again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Great. Well, I guess we would have, I mean, if we can somehow...
If we get back to Earth within the next year.
Yes.
And Arnold is reunited with his wife, who has declared him dead, and sees his child, who knows him not, then yes, I shall come and perform at your wedding. Otherwise, I suppose you'll have to settle for Spintax the Green, that charlatan, that mountebank, that disgusting phony of a wizard.
You'll want to make sure that she still wants him in his current foot-eye state.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to look good. That's not going to look good in those wedding photos.
I can probably file it down.
I mean, check right here.
I could probably take it out.
Yeah.
You want to try and take it out?
Sure.
All right, let's try and take it out.
Right. Oh, he's just using his mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, wow.
That's amazing. All right, one more real quick email here, and it's two sentences long. Question for all. I think my mother may be a memory gremlin. What do I do?
Kill her.
Question answered.
And so ends 1 year and 4 weeks of playing pretend in a recording studio while avoiding connection with the flesh and blood people around them. Hooray! Shunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Pity his character wasn't cursed with range. Usador the Wizard, a.k.a. Bangy Me Fingers, was played by Matt Young. Did you identify the two moments during the recording when Matt was listening to others? Keep at it, Junior Detectives. Chad the Dungeon Torturer was played by special guest David Pasquese. David is half of the widely beloved improv duo TJ and Dave. And David's been in really too many movie and TV shows to mention. Just IMDb him. His entire presence here must be fueled by a broad swath of pity.
Sorry to interrupt, but you need to listen to this.
Craig, is it another distress call from the Grassforn Galaxy?
Yeah, let me play it here.
This is Kern. Is anyone out there? Guys, this is Kern from the Grassforn Galaxy.
I'm hanging, Kern.
Oh, wait.
Hi, I'm so sorry.
No worries. What's up?
Distress call.
What's up? No?
I don't know. I just, had a quick question for you.
Sure,
You can answer it or not answer it. Like, I don't mean to, put you on the spot.
I'm an open book, yeah.
This is, So, remember last night when we were, chatting?
Wonderful.
Before, the day ended and we were, talking about, the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you were saying that you could envision, certain elements of your future now more than ever, what did you mean by that? And if you didn't mean anything, you don't have to say. I'm already
what did you think I meant?
Well, I thought that you were thinking oh, we're getting closer to being rescued, and
yeah.
I feel hopeful about that, but I'm wondering, and again, we can table this. When you think about, let's say we got rescued next week, then, we go home. What does the day after look like for you?
Ooh, probably, just probably unwind. I just need some time to relax, we just moved.
I mean, this seems like, this was bad timing.
No, very
go
bad.
Go back to the distress call.
Cool.
My timing is really bad.
No, I'm sorry.
I have a mirror, and I can't, okay. Right. Just, I mean.
Okay.
Okay, forget it.
Hey, good
I'm just
talk.
Gonna be, yeah, good talk. I'll just, okay. I'm, oh, God, okay.
Nope,
who put that there?
That's okay. It's
tripping on the.
Just an alarm.
Okay. All right, good luck with the distress call. You always do such a great job.
Thank you, and I will.
See you around.
All right, ta-ta.
Okay.
Bye.
Pretty interesting.
I guess. I'm still not sure that storyline has that much traction.
I think it's underrated.
You would. I do wonder when our next Trisha's going to arrive. She's kind of overdue.
Our next Trisha?
Anyway, Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Evan Jakova, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen.
Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, extra sound design by Jason Knox. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter.
All right, Craig, on to your next task. This room of sand has to be sorted into three piles. Very small pieces, tiny pieces, and tarantula.